morning. We'll go ahead and call the Municipal Utility Commission meeting to order. Today being Monday, February 25th at 11:45 a.m. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I'd look for a resolution to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. We have a resolution and a second. One thing on the bills that I will point out on page 7. The last item on page 7, that is for the flooring that we had previously approved for the rental unit on the property across the street from us. So that's what that is for. On some of the previous pages, you'll see again some highlights for Priam and some of the other projects that that are being called out for us. Nothing there that really stands out as being an issue, but I'd open it up for any questions. Right. Any questions on the minutes from last meeting? Everything there looked good. All right. If not, Beth, if you could do a roll on that.
Certainly. Commissioner Magnuson?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Thank you.
That carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, we've got some financial reports and investment updates from our Director of Finance, Ms. Runge.
Thank you. I will start out with the electric division financial statement, which is the first one on your iPads. On the top, revenue $3.3 million. Prior year to date, we were at $2.5. We have an increase of revenue $795,842 over last year. I will mention a large portion of that, $587,114, is actually due to our bill cycle change. In the past, when we would bill revenue is when we would recognize it. So this does include an extra bill cycle one, actually from December, that will now be in January this year, and then going forward we'll be on the correct schedule of actually booking the revenue for the month that it was actually incurred, so we can match our expenses with our revenue more accurately. The additional approximately $200,000 due to increased sales due to the cold weather that we had the end of January, and for most of the month we've had a pretty cold winter. Expenses were about $113,000 below last year at this time. Overall margins $952,000 ahead of last year, year to date. Looking at the water division, again, we are $87,000 ahead of last year on the revenue. $69,000 of that is due to that cycle one additional revenue from December that's in there. The additional $20,000 is due to, we did have a rate increase on the water side again this year, effective January 1st of 2019. Expenses just a little over $3,000 below last year, so pretty comparative. Overall, $94,000 ahead of last year at the end of January. Moving on to the heating, our revenue shows $27,000 below last year in January. In addition, we did have an additional $29,000 from the bill cycle change in there, so we are about $50,000 different from last year due to people moving off of the system. Expenses were $43,000 below last year, and overall margins were $18,000 ahead of last year. Our combined financial statements, overall our margins are $1,065,541 ahead of last year in the month of January. $686,000 of that is that additional revenue. Otherwise, it's just the increased sales and less expenses and our rate increase on the water side. Any questions on the financials?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Looking at the investments, everything has been updated. We're at 0.28% at the end of January for a year-to-date return. Comparatively, the bar cap is at 0.43, so we're a little behind. I do anticipate that catching up. Our investments are doing pretty well. You'll notice on the very bottom line, we've added our CapEx transmission project. I know some of you have asked about that. The last investment we made was in 2012 on that, and we invested $549,384.75. As of the end of January 2019, we had received payments back of $303,000, so we have a net investment currently of $246,000.
Any questions on that report? Thanks, Denise, for getting that added on the CapEx as well. It's helpful to have that information.
The update.
All right, moving along, we have an update from Mr. Bregelman on the water.
All right, I'm sure most of you have heard or read in the paper about our water main break we had right out here on Highway 12. Kind of got a lot of attention. The water actually made it all the way down to 9th Street and Monongalia. And the reason that is most of the catch basins are froze over, and just the way the slope is, so it got a lot of attention. So I just want to give a shout out to the street department. We're actually getting that all cleaned up. There was a lot of driveways they had to clean up and intersections and a lot of ice. So a good coordinated effort by the street department and along with our guys to actually get it shut off in a relatively hurry. So, but the update is the water main is still off. This building is the only service that is fed by that particular piece of water main. And right now we have a temporary service that comes out of our HEDEX building. So what's going on is we are looking at different ways of replacing it because it is a concrete street out here. So we don't know if we're going to replace it, repair it, or abandon it. It all depends on what the state says and what we find out what the problem is. So we're actually working with the city and the state because we would possibly, if we do much there, we'd have to reroute or detour Highway 12. So it would be quite a project to do that. So right now, there's more to come on that. We are looking at different ways of repairing it or abandoning it. So more to come on that.
Thank you, Joel. Do you have any kind of a timeline in mind at all on when we would know more on that?
Really, we wouldn't really do anything until the frost comes out of the ground.
Sure.
I mean, if we would want to see how much damage we did. You can see on the sidewalk and everything else. That's going to all play in what we do to fix it. So as we get more information, and like I said, the frost is going to come out before we really decide how we're going to fix it.
Okay. Thanks for the update on that. I believe next month you'll be giving us a kind of a full update on what's going on in the rest of the city as well.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? All right. Thank you, Joel. Next on our agenda, we have a Labor Committee meeting update. Commissioner Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Labor Committee met on Thursday, February 21st at 12 p.m. We had two items to discuss. Relatively very quickly. First of all was a memorandum of agreement between the utilities and the local union. We had a individual retire and that was in the water meter department. We decided to not fill that position and rearrange two remaining positions, which resulted in a wage increase for both individuals of 25 cents per hour and then making both of their job titles the same. So these were filled internally and it was a good move to fill internally and not replace the retirement. So that's in essence what we talked about. It is a signed agreement and we would I would offer up for resolution to approve this memo of agreement between the union and utilities.
So moved.
We have a resolution and a second to approve the memorandum of agreement with the union. Any questions on that before we finalize the minutes here? Any questions on the MOA resolution? Have you had a chance to review? Are you good there? All right, Beth, if you could do roll.
Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Thank you.
And that carries. Thank you.
One final item we discussed briefly was that there is a newly formatted plan of our strategic plan and SWOT analysis, and it was just asked that the Labor Committee review that prior to being presented to full commission for approval. We voted that that would be okay for us to do, and that'll be done at a future meeting. After that, we did adjourn, and that's, I'll have 4 minutes of the Labor Committee on last Thursday.
Thank you, Commissioner Weber. We'd be looking for a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? Or any questions for Commissioner Weber? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that carries. All right. That moves us already to the General Manager's report. One thing to note, the City Council finally had some discussion this last meeting regarding the Y project. I know that this, the split cost has been a discussion that's been ongoing for quite some time. There's been probably a number of false starts with staff members that have met to try and get that worked out. Thank you to Councilmember Meske for kind of pushing that along this last meeting and getting us to where we are, so we appreciate that. The agreement that, as it stands, is that the city and the utilities will split this 50-50. We're going to work out a memorandum of agreement to get those details in writing. That draft will come before the Planning Committee here first and then to the full commission for approval, and then on to City Council to finalize that. So we're finally making headway there after I don't know how many months of ongoing discussion, so that is good. We've got some other notes in your agenda here. I'm sure everybody's had a chance to review that. Of course, we've got some upcoming meetings that we'll be addressing as well, including the Planning Committee. And then there is a retirement announcement for our lead water works operator, Joel Roeder, 37 years on the job, so he'll be retiring. And there is a gathering for that this February 28th, and everyone is invited to that as well. So best wishes to Joel on that. With that, I guess that's the update on the General Manager's report, and I would open for any final questions. All right. Anything else to come before the commission today, then? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.